You declared a state of emergency effective at midnight tonight. What led to that decision?
Well, we're concerned enough to have done this. We don't take that decision lightly. We've got a fairly significant storm coming through. It'll go from south to north. My gut tells me down around where you are, it's going to be more of a wintry mix, snow, sleet, rain. But as we get north, and particularly northwest, the snow accumulations could get up to something that looks like 8 inches, and potential for a hard rain at the back end, and therefore ice, which means travel, potential power challenges. So putting in place a state of emergency allows us the latitude to better preempt and get ready. It allows us to put a commercial vehicle ban in place, which we have done in most roadways beginning at midnight tonight. The notable exception, the New Jersey Turnpike and the Parkway up to exit 105. Otherwise, there'll be a commercial vehicle ban in place. And so we don't take that decision lightly, but these storms are getting harder and harder to predict and get our arms around. So this one's particularly volatile in terms of how it could play out. So we thought that was the right thing to do.
So people who are going to be on the roads tonight and tomorrow, what do they need to know?
First of all, if you can get in off the roads safely before the precipitation comes through, that's the first piece of advice. Secondly, tomorrow morning's commute, almost no matter where you are in the state, is going to be challenging. So I'd say to folks, if you don't have to be in that commute, stay back. If you have to be, please proceed with caution. If you see a spreader or a plowing operation, steer clear of them. Don't try to pass them. And conversely, if they're behind you, let them get by you. I'd go to ready.nj.gov is the best, I think, single place to go to get the facts on what things look like. Again, everybody proceed with caution. Certainly, if you lose your power, call it in. Don't assume your neighbor's going to call it in. And if you see a downed power line, don't go near it at any cost, and also call that in.
NJ.Dot crews have been working pretty much nonstop since the weekend. Can you just talk a little bit about everything that they've had to do in preparation? We've had one storm already and now another one coming.
Very fair point, Andrew, because this is really a 1-2 punch storm system. We had about 700 pieces of equipment out in the roads through the night and day today, keeping state, local, and county roads passable and open and accessible. Obviously, we're erring on the side of caution, particularly given storms that are more and more volatile to predict. And so, we're pre-treating roads aggressively, pre-positioning the incline packages, particularly up in the Interstate 280 and 78 areas of incline, which are notorious for jackknife vehicles, etc. So the more we can get out ahead and prepare typically correlates with our ability to manage the storm as best we can.
And we just had a storm, another one coming. How much did this 1-2 punch impact your decision to declare the state of emergency?
I think if we had just, I think the experience through the night into this morning was largely well managed. So I don't think that really impacted our decision prospectively on how to deal with the second leg here. This one really stands on its own in terms of its dimensions. And again, we're in the better to be safe than sorry. We don't take that decision lightly. And by the way, we've got other decisions that we're going to have to deal with as well through the night, and that is, do we open state government on time? Do we do it delayed, et cetera? Those are decisions we've not yet taken and we'll take as responsibly as we can through the night.
Governor, thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.